when you think of social media, it's not all just one, you know, one bucket of things. You know, there's different age groups that deal with different parts of social media. Mm-hmm. So being on just one isn't enough.
There's definitely different audiences in these different platforms.
Yep.
Facebook's a little more old school. LinkedIn is like my grandparents, and no, just kidding. So, but you do, you have different audiences, right?
Yeah.
And not only on top of that, but there's algorithm changes, there's
very
feature
true.
Changes. Yeah. So if you're not aware of those things, you know, your content isn't reaching as many people as it once was.
Welcome back to the Realty FC podcast. I'm Chris Hild, your host. With me here is Michelle Lewis, our co-host, and we are the brokers here at Realty FC. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing well, Chris. How about you?
I'm doing good. You know, I know you're excited because you just got one of your listings under contract, right? And we are in a murky real estate industry right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tell me a little bit about how that happened and how fast it happened.
Well, from the date that it went active
until
it was under contract was about 10 days.
10 days, you don't hear that.
No, you don't. And multiple offers.
Even better.
That is, yes.
And even better. So, I mean, how? I mean, how does that happen? I mean, is it the property that I mean, obviously the property was that awesome, but what else went into it?
Well, it was an awesome property.
Yeah.
But other factors to take into consideration is the marketing.
Okay. Okay.
I had professional photographs done.
Yeah.
The company did not only photographs, but they did an awesome walkthrough video.
Cool.
Along with a social media kit.
Oh, a social media kit.
Yes, that is actually something new that they're offering.
Okay.
And so I decided I would try it out with this listing. It gave me already pre-done uploads for Facebook. I could use them on Facebook for Reels, stories.
Okay.
I could put them on TikTok.
That's great. Well, let's bring the guy on that helped facilitate all that.
Okay.
And let's find out a little bit more about that.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Let's welcome Joel to the show. All right. Welcome to the show, Joel.
Thanks very much.
All right. So with us, we have Joel Yaka, right? With Absolute Altitude. You're the owner.
I am.
All right, Joel. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Yeah, so we are a film and photography company. We obviously do a lot of real estate, but we also do a lot of commercial work as well. Started the company back in 2016. It was October 2016. I was a full-time teacher, actually, a middle school teacher in Loudoun at the time. Started with this idea of, I did some film work at the time, just independently as a freelancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, you know, the writing on the wall with drones and the drone industry. And so I thought, man, we could start this drone company and it would be kind of another tool in the toolbox. And maybe we could, you know, build that up and we could use real estate as a part of that and kind of get drone photography and videos of the houses and offer that. And really it kind of evolved from there. And we quickly discovered that you can't just, for real estate, you can't just offer drone. You got to offer the full package. You got to go inside the house. You got to photos, everything. So it quickly evolved into a full scale video production and photography company.
Yeah. You know, photography in itself for real estate has grown so much. I mean, back in the day, Michelle, you probably remember, you know, we were taking pictures with actual like cameras, like
actual
handheld cameras.
Yeah, I used to have to get film developed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been
so
that
you didn't even
long.
Know what it would look like until you got it back.
Yeah, and it was, and then I thought it was great when the digital cameras came along, and
yep,
then
you
the
just
phones
plug it into your computer and upload. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
those days have changed for sure. Now, I remember the first time I met you, I had you in my phone as Drone Guy.
I was the drone guy.
I definitely, when you talked about, you know, being all about, you know, seeing the writing on the wall with drones, you were a drone guy.
So was you one of the first?
In this area?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was one of the first,
okay.
Yeah. And actually, we used to be called Aerial Productions because it was drone.
Yeah.
Still have some of those t-shirts, obviously.
Throwbacks.
Yep, some throwbacks. But so we evolved in film and photography. Is now kind of our subtitle there, but we really do everything. For real estate everything. The only thing we don't do in real estate is like printing. So we don't print brochures.
But. Do you miss the days of getting off work for snow days and your summers off? I have to ask.
You know?
Because now that's not happening.
Yeah. No, actually, so no, I don't miss that.
I would.
Yeah, I mean, snow days are nice, but, you know, now I'm working at home during snow days, typically on the business. And doing what you love. Yeah, doing what I love. Summers off was nice. But, you know, I got out of teaching in 2019, fall of 2019, like or right before the new school year started. And that was right before COVID hit. And quite honestly, I feel bad for a lot of my colleagues because, I mean, it is tough.
It was a challenge.
That was a challenging year. And then just even now, I mean, it's not the same as it once was. So I feel very fortunate to have taken a step out at the time I did. It was just kind of stars aligned and it was perfect timing for me.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, being a parent with children in schools going through that, it was definitely a challenge. So, all right, let's dive in a little bit more detail. I went to your website because, you know, you're a real estate photographer for all my stuff. And I went to your website recently. I saw it had a makeover. I mean, what was that process like? I mean, I know sometimes it can be pretty big undertaking.
It's a very big undertaking. Anytime you're redoing a website or building a website, it's a huge undertaking. That's probably my third time doing it now since we've been in business. And I do recommend, from a marketing perspective, always redoing your website at least every couple of years. Because you want to keep things fresh. And I know it's a challenge, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a huge undertaking every time. You could just changing photos, changing some text up, just making it so it's fresh. But yes, this was a huge overhaul for us. This was, we worked with a company out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I'm from, and a marketing company. They did an incredible job, and we started the process back really in July, August, and started the planning and got finished up in December. One of the most challenging things about it for us as a media company is providing and really filtering through all of the media content that we have. So a lot of times with websites, companies, the challenges that they face are, you know, coming up with content and like not having photography or not having videos or not having, we have tons of that, but we have like so much of that that we have to sift through it all, find our best work, approve approve the copy. It's a lot of work.
Okay, so we talk about work. I mean, I know you guys go to the job site and you guys take the photos, but is there anything that leads up to that? Like from our perspective, can we help make that process smoother, prepare the home or list, at least, you know, let the client know, hey, maybe you can do a couple of these things, make your all's job easier and faster for that matter.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we talk about it a lot. I have a whole laundry list now. There's one thing that I think is the most important, and I'll get to that in just one second.
Okay.
But before that, you know, everybody thinks, oh, we got to have the house like clean, you got to mop the floors, and that's great, and you definitely want to have it clean. But actually, the cleanliness of the house, like dirt on the floor, you're not really going to see that. So that should be kind of the last thing you worry about. The first thing is clutter. Get it out, right? You want to declutter the house as much as possible. Less is more is the attitude to have. And then, you know, after decluttering the house, some light staging. So maybe that's based on what the homeowners have in their house and you kind of stage it in a way that makes sense. Or you bring in a professional stager, interior person like Sue Marks that we had on the show.
Yep, we had her, lots of good advice.
Yep, she had great advice. So just doing some light staging or a lot of staging. Those are a couple of tips. But all of that is for nothing if you're not communicating with the seller. Because we've seen it so many times where, well, the seller told me that they were ready to go. And, you know, nothing against the homeowners. I know it's a lot to move. It's a lot of work and they got a lot going on. You got family, you got all these things. But if you want top dollar for your house and you want more eyeballs on your house, then you're doing yourself a disservice if you're not taking care of it.
Yeah, you're trying to sell your home.
Right.
And, you know, photography has been such a big part of that. And it's not just photography. You know, you also have what Michelle mentioned. You have social marketing kits, drone video. I mean, we can probably list goes on and on. We'll probably dive into that a little bit later. But you guys are, you know, I guess a little bit of that is you're not just doing photography, you're doing short film reels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how has that, you know, improved, you know, agents getting bookings or, you know, or what you have cooking for 2024?
It's all about visibility. It's all about getting yourself out there,
okay,
right? So, I mean, if you're doing a short form video and you're talking about a topic, it could be Duck Donuts. It could be, you know, it could be whatever. It's all about getting content out there for your listeners, for your audience, and putting a face to the name and making sure that people are seeing you. You don't have to explicitly say, I do real estate and I want to sell your house. And honestly, people don't like being sold to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they just want to see the real you.
Yeah, they want to get to know you.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then actually the reels that we do, the house reels, now those are in correlation with selling a house, but they show another side of people that is just, I think it's refreshing to people because they're seeing you having fun. You're entertaining, and that's a lot of what social media is about, too, is being entertaining.
Well, I know one thing that I found. You do make it easier than I ever thought it would be.
Good.
Because I'm very uncomfortable on camera, extremely uncomfortable. And it might have something to do with being so old school because we didn't have all of these platforms when I got into real estate.
Sure.
You know, it was knocking on doors, making phone calls. You know, people didn't see you out there on, you know, I'm not even sure if I had my first computer yet. but you do make people feel very comfortable.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we try. I think, you know, it can be tough for an agent who's been in the industry for 20, 30 years to have gone from, you know, having to just door knock and and using some old school methods to where we're at today. It can really feel overwhelming.
Yeah, it's kind of like teaching an old dog new tricks.
Yeah,
so.
But you can learn.
Yeah.
And we really try to do a great job of providing your resources to do that. You mentioned the marketing kit. So we have our new marketing kit, and that basically gives you social media templates that are ready to go. Whenever we're doing short form video content, we do coaching with people. So we really try to provide every resource possible. Now we have social media services that we can offer that will, you know, help you to streamline your social media management so that you're not having to do all that. So we're really, we know it's overwhelming and a lot, and so we're trying to find ways to make it also easier for you.
Yeah,
because there's so many different platforms for social media right now. You know, you might be an expert at one of them, but man, to do them all is just overwhelming. It's a lot to manage. So that's pretty cool that you're offering a social media aspect of the things.
We definitely love to try to make your life easier, you know, as easy as it can be, right? Because we know it's overwhelming.
Yeah, and it's also important to point out that, you know, when you think of social media, it's not all just one, you know, one bucket of things. You know, there's different age groups that deal with different parts of social media. So being on just one isn't enough. You're only hitting, or you're shortening yourself to say, I'm just doing good to do Facebook, or I'm just going to do Instagram. You're going to have someone, and if you can't do it yourself, having a management company do it for you, hit them all, because you want to hit all age groups. You know, because we grew up a little bit more, well, with none of them, but we, you know, then we started with MySpace, I think, back in the day. You know, and then we, you know, we're talking about Facebook, and I mean, all the way to now, I think Facebook's maybe phasing out, and you're seeing Instagram and TikTok coming in a little bit more. I mean, I don't even know.
Well, you're right. There's definitely different audiences in these different platforms. Facebook's a little more old school. LinkedIn is like my grandparents, and just kidding. So, but you do. You have different audiences, right?
Yeah.
And not only on top of that, on with social media, is you have these different changes. So there's algorithm changes, there's feature changes. Yeah. So if you're not aware of those things, then, you know, things are changing and you're not aware of it. And, you know, your content isn't reaching as many people as it once was.
Yeah. Take all that stress away and let someone to manage it for you, who knows what they're doing and keeps up with those kind of things. So that's all good stuff. So I just wanted to really hit on that because I think it is important as the whole industry starts to change with that in mind.
Yeah.
Now, talking about, you know, real estate trends. You know, we'd like to talk, you know, bring this whole show around to where how it relates to real estate. And I know you guys do stuff all over the DMV, mm-hmm. right? You guys go all over the place.
We do.
Are you seeing any kind of trends in any particular area, or just any kind of trends that you want to talk about from a real estate perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to some of the trends that we're seeing. Short form video is extremely popular right now.
Okay.
So being able to get on and talk about topics, sometimes they're real estate related, sometimes they're not. Actually, the ones that aren't, sometimes they're more popular because, again, it's that realness. It's your audience seeing you as a real person, not just a person trying to sell them something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's important, I think, because especially when, you know, the market's changing, you're getting a lot of headlines, you're getting a lot of news, you know, mm-hmm. good, bad, mostly bad. They love talking about that. That gets, you know, everyone listening. So I think it's important that, you know, you mentioned, let's not just keep flooding people with just more real estate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's actually get material out there that, you know, you can start talking about yourself so people can start relating to you and just build a relationship. Because ultimately, I think that's what it all comes down to, is having some kind of relationship with, you know, your agent or whoever, anyone in the mm-hmm. service industry with a photography or whatever, having some kind of loyalty and trust that you can build with someone. And getting non-real estate related content out there certainly can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So, and even your motto of it's not a transaction, it's a relationship. I mean, that hits it right on the head.
Exactly. And then we've had that motto since, you know, we started the business. So appreciate you mentioning that.
Yeah, of course.
So you don't just do residential photography, right? You'd get into commercial as well.
We do. Yep. We do commercial as well. We have a focus in video production for the commercial industry. So that could be in tourism, that could be in with businesses, small businesses yeah. or large scale businesses. We've done some work for White House Foods here in Winchester. Mm-hmm. We recently completed a tourism video for the tourism department for the city, Winchester. So that was pretty cool. We got to meet a lot of people and see a lot of different businesses and areas and see things that Winchester offers that honestly mm-hmm. we didn't even know existed. So it's a very rewarding job to be able to, you know, help these businesses and help government entities and things like that to provide media content that really resonates with their audience and brings people in.
Yeah, bringing people in, I think, is what, you know, I like to touch on is, you know, folks, they think of Winchester, we're so far out here.
Yeah.
But, you know, you doing these videos, you know, and offering like the tourism snapshot of what, you know, what's out in this area, I think is important. Yeah. I think it's really helping, you know, bring people out to the Shenandoah Valley and, you know, the Winchester and so forth. So that's great. But what about challenges? Do you have facing any challenges?
No, I don't face any challenges.
No, of course not. Yeah, none of us do. That's, you know, everything's smooth sailing, right?
It's all smooth sailing. There's never any challenges. There's a lot of challenges. From a business perspective, there's challenges all the time, as you know, being a business owner. And
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, things are not always nice and neat.
Yeah.
You got to evolve. You got to change with trends. You have to adapt whenever, you know, curveballs are thrown your way.
Technology.
Yeah. Technology.
I mean, you guys can't see it, but everything is set up around here. There's a lot of equipment around here. So, I mean, that's got to be hard to keep up with as well.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know how expensive things can get.
Yeah.
What I, you know, from seeing you on social media and, you know, what you're doing, all the photography and all the short film and all that kind of stuff, you seem like super busy, right? I mean,
yep.
How do you manage all this? I mean, because you do all that, you know, have employees, you run a business. I mean, what's your advice from that perspective? How do you handle all that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and honestly, I can't say that.
I don't know.
I have all the answers. you know, that's. I feel like that's something I'm still learning. I didn't have any formal business training. I have some brothers who are in business, and they are definitely mentors to me. Mm-hmm. But you know, everyone does things a little bit differently. I think that for me, being able to schedule things onto my calendar, if it's not on the calendar,
Amen.
Forget it. Right?
Yeah. I could totally relate to that.
So whether that's a personal activity, right? A date night with my wife or or doing, you know, an activity with my kids, if it's not on the calendar, it just gets kind of pushed by the wayside. So that would be my number one thing is making sure that you're putting things on the calendar, talking about it, communicating with your, you know, if it's family stuff, if it's personal, then with your wife, with your kids, talking about that routine that you're going to have. And then also on the business side of things, making sure that you are time blocking what you're trying to accomplish. So we just talked about that in one of a short form video that we did actually about just utilizing your time well and being efficient and building that into your schedule. Time blocking and all that are just ways that can help you to manage things.
Yeah. You know, we had Court Maddox on here, business coach, and he talked a lot about, you know, managing your time. And I remember he was a business coach for me for a while, and he had me go through and document my day and what I was doing on my day, and it was pretty scary.
Yeah.
But that's a good, you know, good something to bring up, time management and prioritizing. So,
and a shout out to Court. One thing that he said that really stuck with me is knowing when to say no.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a hard thing to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. And I struggle with that. I mean, you want to do all the business and you want to do everything that everybody asks you to do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're only one person. Or, right. I mean, you might have employees, but still, if it's not hitting on the vision and the goal of your business, then, you know, it could just be a, as my brother calls it, a shiny object that you're chasing.
Yeah. I have that problem of not saying no.
It's tough.
I do, because I feel like I'm disappointing somebody if I tell them no.
Yeah.
Well, I know you touched on a couple of these pointers already, but if you were to go back 5 years, I mean, was there anything that you probably would say to yourself, to like, don't do this or do that or do differently? Mm-hmm. Is there any of those things that you might bring up to yourself?
Yeah, you know, of course, there's tons of things I would do differently.
Yeah.
You know, I think that one important thing is the time management issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a business owner just starting out, and not really, I mean, I don't think I really realized what this would grow into or how big it would get. So you're just trying to take on every single thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you got to be thinking about, you know, family. You got to be thinking about, you know, your business actually and what you can take on and what you can't. So I think time management is a thing that I would go back and think about how can I work on building a system that is going to help me to scale and grow rather than just flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, and you grew really fast.
Yeah, and evolve, and trying to, you know, adapt to changes as they come.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. It's been a blessing. I've been really fortunate that things have grown like they have. But, I mean, it's comes with its challenges.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to challenge you one more time.
All right. Do it.
How do you see yourself 5 years from now? Well, not just yourself, but your business. What plans do you have for the next 5 years?
Sure. So one of the things is we really want to, you know, real estate has been fantastic. It's been great. But, you know, there's a big side of us that does commercial work, and we want to continue to increase that. And we want to build a larger team for our video production as well as the real estate. We want to continue to pursue that and to build that. But for the video production, we want to build better systems in place so that we can take on bigger projects and more clients in the commercial space, but while also being excellent at everything that we provide for our real estate clients. So, and that has been probably one of the biggest challenges for us as a business, because we are a film and photography company, not just a real estate media company, but so much of our business is real estate media. So growing the two together has been a challenge. So we want to continue to refine our systems in both spaces and hire good people to be able to manage both of those.
Yeah, I think, you know, because you started off with everything being real estate photography, that's kind of your wheelhouse right now.
Yep.
Give it time. I think, you know, the other aspects of all this stuff that you're offering is certainly going to take off.
Yeah.
Just like your real estate photography did. So Joel, hey, look, I mean, this was awesome. And I think what you're doing is a huge help for us. Because it's nice just, you know, going on using your app that you have and going on and ordering, you know, a la carte what you want for your, you know, your photo shoot or drone videos or whatever, you know, the social marketing kit. So I encourage everyone out to download the Absolute Altitude app.
Thanks.
Check it out. Check out the website.
It's really user friendly.
Yeah,
and, good.
Yeah, and when you buy the social media package, you can upload right from your app.
Yeah, okay, so cool. It just makes it as user-friendly mm-hmm. as possible, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that was your idea when you created it all.
Yep.
But it's nice that we can kind of just let that part of getting a listing up and going with you guys. And it just makes our jobs a little bit easier, and mm-hmm. it's just so professional.
Thank you. And that's
what we're really trying to bring to our clients at RealTFC is just the whole professionalism and giving them the best of what's out there. Mm-hmm. And that comes with absolute altitude in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Joel, you know, this is all great, but I mean, how would someone reach you, get a hold of Absolute Altitude?
A number of ways. So they can go to our website. It's mm-hmm. absolutealtitude.us. It is not .com. It's .us.
Okay. You got it.
Yep.
.us.
.us. And then we're on social media. We're all over the place. So Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We're also on YouTube, working on building our presence on YouTube, but biggest probably on Instagram and mm-hmm. then the other ones. But yeah, anywhere there. On Instagram, it's absolute.altitude. The other one's just Absolute Altitude, you'll find us.
Yep, and check out the app. Download the app. It's free.
Yes, download the app. It's free. For real estate agents, it's a tremendous tool mm-hmm. for them. One other thing that I want to mention, too, is that with when you order any media with us now, with our photography, you get a direct sync button right to MLS, so you don't have to download or upload anything.
Oh, yes.
So that's also...
It is so easy.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It is, yes.
So all about trying to make your lives easier.
Okay, well, if you want to come over and cook dinner for me tonight, it might make my job even easier.
I'll be on my way.
All right, Joel, thanks for coming to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Joel.
Yep.
All right, man, that was a lot of good information.
That really was.
Yeah, I think, you know, the way technology and everything has changed in the real estate industry, I think they're keeping up with it. In fact, I think they're staying ahead of it, you know, what he's planning for in the future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just for real estate what they're doing. I think it's really cool, you know, doing mm-hmm. in the commercial industry and a lot of projects with social media marketing. I think all that's good stuff. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I think they do a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And the one thing that I did forget to touch on earlier that he brought up was the direct load up to the MLS.
Okay, so they can just directly from the app?
Directly from their site, you directly upload your photos into your listing.
Yeah.
And you don't have to sit there and sort them.
Yeah, and just making things easier.
It is. It's just very easy. And I know, you know, I don't know about you, but I still see listings out there where agents don't use professional photography.
Hey, but hey, RealTFC here,
and
we do.
We do. And it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. No, all good stuff. And, you know, I think we talked about in the very beginning how your listing went under contract in 10 days, multiple mm-hmm. offers. Mm-hmm. You know, Absolute Altitude definitely has, you know, a say in
they
that.
They do. And one thing that I should say, when I sent the photography to the seller to review, mm-hmm. she couldn't say enough good things about it.
Yeah. You know what I usually hear is, this is my house?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
No. Yeah, great. Well, hey, look, if you guys like what you're hearing, please go out to all of our social media, YouTube, mm-hmm. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Check it out. Like, mm-hmm. comment, subscribe. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks for coming to the RealTFC podcast.